Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, July 27th. State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman today approved the first set of school reopening plans, including some with five-day-a-week in-person instruction. Spearman also mandated a statewide face mask requirement for all school bus riders. Spearman says the plans approved today offer parents high-quality, innovative face-to-face and virtual options while keeping student and staff safety as their top priority. Four of the six plans approved today offer five-day-a-week in-person instruction. State public health officials today announced 1,226 new cases of novel coronavirus and 17 additional deaths. This brings the total number of confirmed cases statewide to more than 82,000 and the number of deaths to 1,452. DHEC says the percentage of positive cases from yesterday's testing was 14.6%, and at this time DHEC is not releasing hospital bed data as it transitions to a new reporting system. A special South Carolina House committee reviewing all facets of law enforcement, from police tactics to forfeiture and sentencing reform, is about to meet for the first time. The 18-member House Equitable Justice System and Law Enforcement Reform Committee will hear from several experts Tuesday afternoon. House Speaker Jay Lucas said he created the committee in the wake of protests about police. Testifying Tuesday before the committee will be two prosecutors and two law enforcement experts. The committee also plans to create several other subcommittees. State agriculture officials are warning South Carolinians to be wary of unsolicited packages of seeds mailed to them. The South Carolina Department of Agriculture and Clemson University's Regulatory Services Division are working together to investigate after residents reported receiving packages they didn't order. Similar reports have been made to agriculture officials across the country. Officials say the seeds could be a threat to the environment if they should bear an invasive species. If you receive an unsolicited package containing seeds, keep them packaged and notify the state or U.S. Department of Agriculture. Midlands County is bringing internet access to less concentrated areas. South Carolina Public Radio's Linda Nunez explains.
The Richland County Library System has joined with Columbia Housing to provide 65 Wi-Fi hotspots to 26 resident communities across Richland County. The initiative was developed after rising concerns about the absence of high-speed internet or broadband access in some areas of Richland County during the COVID-19 pandemic. The HomeSpot initiative will circulate the 65 Wi-Fi hotspots through July of next year. Residents served will be able to complete schoolwork, contact loved ones remotely, and utilize basic services that have moved to digital platforms. In Columbia for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.
A new tropical wave in the central Atlantic has the potential to become the season's ninth named storm in the next day or two, and meteorologist Dr. Athena Mason explains why this one will be watching closely.
Not much has changed today with the tropical wave, but environmental conditions are favorable for intensification by Wednesday when it nears the Leeward Islands. Thereafter, the typical forecast challenges remain with a system this far away. We just don't know yet if it will track into the Caribbean towards the southeast or turn away.
Athena says it likely won't be until the storm forms a center of circulation that forecast data becomes more reliable. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.